Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show. Today is Thursday, June 12th, and this is episode 11, WWDC, everyone. And today, joining me on this podcast is Billy Heim from BillyHeim.tv.
Hi.
It seems like Billy's not up to do this today, but
It's late at night. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. But Billy, you're always up until like 1 in the morning. So,
okay, thanks.
All right. Today actually is 4 days after WWDC. WWDC was on the 9th. It was on Monday.
Yes.
And Billy, what were your what did you expect? Did you expect the same thing, or did you expect something different?
I expected a 3G iPhone, two cameras on it, GPS, and I think that was it I expected out of it. I got most of that. I just want those two cameras, though.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what WWDC is, it's the Worldwide Developers Conference. It's held in the Moscone Center in San Francisco.
Moscone
Center. It's held in California every year over the summer. And it is actually really expensive to go to.
Yeah, it's not that expensive. It's about $1,500.
Yeah, $1,500. That's not good. What happened for you guys that didn't pay attention? Me and Billy were, I was watching Callie's stream, and what were you watching, Billy?
Me and Leah were talking we talked for probably 3 hours that day. Me and her were just talking, and we were watching the iPhone Alley stream and Mac rumors and Engadget.
Yeah, I was watching that, and it was sad because right before we were getting ready to do it, my computer, like the I maxed out the RAM was going. I had like all my internet browsers were launched, the different sites, and I was watching Callie's stream, so it was actually really good.
Here's how I do my browsers and my streams and tabs and everything. I have Mac Rumors. I'll have one live stream open, which iPhone Alley was. I'll have Mac Rumors open to confirm something. Then I'll have Engadget open for the photos. Because Engadget does the best photos. Mac Rumors does the confirming for me. Because if you can't really understand something out of the live stream, that's where you go for it.
Yeah, that's exactly. But do you use the tabs or do you have different browsers?
Oh, I put one on each monitor.
One on each monitor. What is it? See, you have I have that TV, but that TV is not as good. And besides, I was out of town, guys. For those of you who know, I was out of town.
I had my Mac up to the 60-inch TV downstairs, and that's how I used it.
Wow. He was lucky enough to have a TV to connect it to, but I was at work, so I was taking a personal day off at work with my dad, and paying attention to WWDC. It was Billy, me, and Tucker from Tucker's. He was on episode 4, and he was in China, so it was really late for him up there. But he was waiting, and so he didn't really. I mean, he regretted staying up, but
I expected Mobile Me. Just because all the rumors that's been going around, and I bought it.
That was pretty much the best thing that was announced, don't you think?
No, and, the iPhone was the best thing, but Mobile Me is way up there. We talked about Mobile Me on I'm trying to think. We recorded like 6 shows today. I'm trying to remember what we did.
Apple Life.
Oh, it was on Apple Life. Okay, I couldn't remember if it was on DFP or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went in depth about that, and a lot of people said, you know. Aaron says it's the worst name. I think it's a pretty cool name.
Mobile Me is actually a pretty good name.
I like it.
I do too. I actually have .Mac, so what they're going to do is they're going to take the people that have .Mac and they're going to ask them, do you want to stay with your .Mac or do you want to upgrade to .me? And so
yeah, that's what they're going to do.
And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to update to .me and it's going to be whatever I have at .me. And but yeah, we're all excited. And actually, today was a very good thing I was expecting. Quick, actually, what was the other company, Billy? Quick and
What about Quick?
Quick. And oh, it was Flixwagon. Flixwagon and Quick both today announced that they were having they're going to be doing having applications out in the App Store for the iPhone. So Quick, if you guys don't know, Quick, it's QIK.com, and they offer live streaming from your mobile phone. Currently, right now, they just put out for the Windows mobile phones like Motorola Q and the Samsung Blackjack, and they but before they had all the Nokia lines, all the N series, which there's something coming in the mail for me tomorrow, so I'll be using Quick, and I'll be putting the link up so you guys can watch me stream. But yeah, there's a review. I'm reviewing a product, and it's I'm going to be using it with Quick, so that's going to be good. And but Quick is coming to the iPhone. I saw the video. Actually, Kevin Rose tweeted it, and he was with the CEO, and he was showing off how how you use Quick on the iPhone. Which, actually, did you watch the video, Billy?
I did not. Is it where is it at?
It's actually I got it right here. Got the link in my RSS from Gizmodo. But Kevin Rose tweeted it, and I saw it. Here it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually friends with one of the top people there, and I was talking to him, and he actually told me it was about a month ago. He told me that they were working on something for the iPhone. And
it's inevitable. If you didn't know they were working on something for the iPhone, you're not that bright.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew they were the whole time, and they're using a MacBook Air. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. Because I actually knew they were going to do that before. But, Kevin Rose is actually getting inside, and he's going to be able to get it this weekend. He's getting it on his phone this weekend to try off Quick and on his iPhone. But I think that's going to be great, because I know Billy's going to be probably using it a lot, and I'm going to be using it a lot. And almost everyone that has the iPhone is probably going to be using it.
Well, you know, with the 3G, it's going to be able to support it, definitely. Yeah. Inevitably, it will be.
Yeah, that's mostly all the 3G phones for Nokia are the ones that are available. And actually, Nokia is the ones that have the camera in the front and the camera in the back. But
isn't the N95 the only one that has that?
N95 and N96, I believe. Oh, and N75, which my grandpa has. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I was expecting that on the iPhone. And Billy, let's talk about the iPhone. The iPhone, they announced it, and they said it was at the end of the keynote, and he was like, July 11th. We were expecting, weren't we, Billy, expecting it this week to come out?
I was expecting it Tuesday, just because I was that hyped for it. And FYI, I just signed up for a .Mac account. Woo!
You got it?
Yeah.
The .Mac already?
Oh, no, I just signed up for a trial. Just enter in my code whenever I get it in the mail. Oh. But it's not like BillyHeim@Mac.com. I guess I already took that one earlier. So this one's for the people that I actually know.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yep. And he announced it, and I was surprised that he said June 11th. And then the version 2.0, I thought that was going to be this week. And no, it wasn't.
I was disappointed.
I wanted something.
I wanted something that day.
Yeah. I wanted something this week, actually, and you know, have you heard those rumors about the 27th of July, June?
Yeah, about the App Store coming out that day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. But all right, so Billy, are you going to be staking out the night before for the iPhone?
I have planned my experience. I've called my local Apple or AT&T stores and asked which ones are carrying it. I've asked what they'll allow and everything. And so far, I will be getting there on July 10th, probably around 10 that night, and just staying out.
Yeah, I don't know, because I have something going on that weekend. So, but do you know do you think it's going to be 6 p.m. or not? 6
I think
PM?
It is. I think it will be.
Well, I want it to be earlier than that because I have something going on, and my mom's like, "No, you're not going to go. What are you talking about?" And so, well, I'm see if I can actually stake out at 10 o'clock at night, you know, in the car.
Oh, copying me.
No, I was actually planning to. You know, what I did was I did a seasoning video. I'm like, how many of your guys are gonna stake out the night before, you know, and all that. So I hopefully it's, you know, I want it to be like I, where my dad works. Like it's all old people like in the area. So they have an AT&T store. So I was like, oh, it'll be sweet because there's an AT&T store and we can go and we can hang out there. But Billy, are you actually going to buy two iPhones?
Yeah.
For what?
I buy two iPhones.
What are you going to do with the other one?
So far, I don't know.
Yeah. You going to buy the small one or the big one?
I'm buying two 16s. I'm buying one just so I can say, hey, I got it before you guys. Because if I order it online, I'll get it before any.
I think me and Billy should make a bet on who gets the iPhone first.
Who's going to get the iPhone first? Me.
Me. No, me.
Well, see, you can't really place that bet because you are in Eastern Standard Time. I'm in Central, so 6 o'clock.
Oh, because you're not going to be with your dad. That's
what yeah, you're, but that's why I'm ordering it online because odds are I'll get it about 10 o'clock that morning if they start selling them at 6.
Wait.
Because that's how I got.
You're going to, what, they haven't, you can't order them yet online.
No, when they do, I'm going to pre-order one.
Oh, You know what, I'll just order my dad's online. I'll order one online and one I'll buy at the store because my dad says since it's $200, he's going to buy it. The iPhone, actually, 8 gigabytes is going to be 200, and 16 gigabytes is going to be, what, 300, 400?
300.
300, so I might be going with the 300.
Oh, so you're copying me again.
No.
You just said you're gonna order one online, too.
Yeah, because my dad wants one, and so I'm going to
But that's after I told you, so you are essentially copying me. Well, that's so nice.
Who cares?
I guess when you're as popular as me. No.
Really.
Let's see.
How long is this called? Let's see. We've got 5 minutes more, probably. All right. What else has been going on in the tech news? Nothing. Who's expecting something with the updates with an iPod or, you know?
I don't know. Who would expect that? Apple's iPod event's not for...
Until September.
Yeah, September.
That's there's not that much. There's not that much pretty much all week. It was been WWDC.
Well, you haven't even mentioned Snow Leopard.
Oh yeah, Snow Leopard actually came out. Was it? Snow Leopard didn't come out. They were talking about Snow Leopard 10.6, right, Billy?
Yep. Yeah.
What have you heard about that?
I can't say as much as Aaron's told me, just because of the NDAs. But so far, he says it's going to be a very big update.
What? What? That all it is gonna. For most, it's gonna be social stability and security.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Well, how does Aaron know?
He is an ADC member.
Oh, he is.
Mm-hmm. He just signed up.
He did. He just signed up for it.
Yep.
Oh, how much was it?
$500.
No. Well, I don't know. I'm probably gonna see if I can get. An ADC student membership, you know? They have those, right?
They made, maybe.
It's like $200. But yeah, I'm definitely see if you can order one. But you know what sucks about the iPhone this year is you have to activate it in the store. That's what's really depressing.
Well, if you buy it online, you don't have to activate it in the store.
Well, yeah. You know, I actually called AT&T. Because I needed to know something because for something I'm getting in the mail tomorrow, and I'll announce it tomorrow when I get it and probably quick it. Never mind, I can't quick it because never mind. But the data plan is gonna be $30 more. They're gonna up that.
No, it's not $30 more. It's $10 more.
It's gonna be $30. It's gonna be $30 and $10 more.
No, it's $30 total.
$30 instead of 20, it's gonna be 30, and it's gonna be instead of 20, it's gonna be they're gonna put it up $10. That's what.
Okay, the final price for the data plan is $30. You make it sound like it's gonna be 40.
Yeah. Sorry about that. What else? Think about it. Snow Leopard. Yes, mostly security and stability. That's what I've heard.
Thanks.
Any more updates? Never mind. I'm not going to say. What else? WWDC was actually 90 minutes long. It was pretty long.
Oh, it was over 90.
What? It's about
90? Yeah.
I didn't time it. Twitterific, actually. If you've seen all the pictures on the about the App Store and all that, Twitterific is one of them, has most of the pictures of Twitterific. That's the price was going to be free. Like, that's what we've seen so far.
Well, yeah, it should be.
How much do you think if they're going to charge for Quick, how much do you think that's going to be?
Oh, they're not going to charge for Quick. Because it's a free service.
Yeah, Ustream is too, so yeah. I don't know how they would make their money, though.
Donations, probably.
That's what I don't get. If people do, like, Ustream, they do free service, how do they get their money? There's no point in...
It's all ad-based, dude.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, you have a new podcast that's been starting up, all right, Billy?
Apple Life? Yeah, I guess that's new.
It's new.
It's just a combination. It's a
combination, yeah.
I've been getting, like, people are saying, I'm so glad you combined the shows. I'm like, yeah. Too, because it's not as hard to record and edit anymore.
Yeah, Billy would do two episodes, and I'd be like, Billy, God, you do so many episodes.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much why. It's because I would record Mac and Life and iPhone and Life on Thursday, and then edit iPhone and Life and put it out Friday, and then edit Mac and Life, put it out Thursday or Saturday, which is pretty good. It's easier now.
See, that was it for WWDC. I'm George Drage with the Apple Juice Show, and
I'm Billy Heim, and with BillyHeim.tv. I don't know what to say.
Both have Twitters. Mine's G Drage, and Billy, yours is Billy Heim, right?
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Apple Juice Show. Well, I'll be probably see if I can post this tonight and for Thursday, so I can have it for Thursday, or maybe put it out for Friday. And tomorrow I will be interviewing someone, so expect that to come out tomorrow or Saturday. Have a great rest of the day.
Have a great juicing day, baby.
Yeah, a juicing day. Yeah, have some apple juice. It's great for you. This is the Apple Juice Show. All right. Thank you very much for listening to it.